From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Welcome once again to the Oklahoman's TV Preview Podcast. I'm Penny Salden, TV editor, and joining me today is Melissa Heyer, assistant news research editor. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
Melissa and I were invited by PBS to take a sneak peek at the network's new special, Through a Dog's Eyes, which premieres at 10 p.m. Wednesday, April 21st, on OETA Channel 13 in Oklahoma City. Neil Patrick Harris from How I Met Your Mother and Doogie Howser, M.D., narrates the hour-long documentary that chronicles the work of Canine Assistance, a family-run nonprofit organization devoted to training assistance dogs for people with disabilities. That's the kind of work both Melissa and I would enjoy doing, although it looked both rewarding and quite challenging.
Yes, yes, it did look. I knew there would be a lot of work into it, but it was really, really, it looked like very challenging, but rewarding, like you said.
Yes, most definitely. This documentary, by the way, was funded by Milkbone Dog Biscuits, and it follows the life-changing journey of recipients as they go through the process of receiving and being matched with a service dog. And founder of Canine Assistance is Jennifer Arnold. Canine Assistance is located in Georgia, and it's one of the nation's largest service dog organizations.
Yeah, I thought that was one of the most interesting parts of the whole show, that she's the founder and executive director, and it is a nonprofit. I think you just said that. But the most interesting thing to me was that she was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis as a teenager and had been 2 years in a wheelchair. And so she can totally understand what all of these people with special needs go through, mm-hmm. and how rewarding it is to have one of those animals.
Yeah, and when she herself went through the process, she found that, you know, there weren't very many places around the country, and so she wanted to, you know, one a little closer that might, you know, help people.
So she started her own, and it kind of, the way she described it in the show was it kind of just totally revitalized her life, mm-hmm. kind of gave her a purpose, and that's really cool. And I also think it was really fun to watch the dogs and the people try to match.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I believe they said that they, you know, after, you know, of course, years of work, because they actually raised the service dogs from puppies.
Little
on up,
bitty, bitty puppies.
Because they mentioned that, you know, that interaction with humans, even before the pups open their eyes, is very important and helps in their training,
yes,
process.
That was fascinating. That was really fascinating.
So after all that work of raising these dogs, she finally invited some people to come and help, you know, be matched. And I think she said it was a 2-week
mm-hmm.
camp.
That sounds
that,
right.
That people flew in for. And basically, they just kind of lined up, and then they brought some dogs out, and they'd watch who the dogs would go to and, you know, respond to.
Yeah, and she even, I think, says something in there about, you know, you would think the people pick out the dog, but it really is more like the dogs mm-hmm. pick out the people.
It sure was.
And it's, you know, they train the families and the person who needs the dog.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and then the dog, they kind of work together, and they even get to go to a hotel with the family at a certain point.
Yeah.
And that's kind of when I think you find out.
Uh-huh, exactly.
Whether
yeah.
it's going to work out or not.
Yeah, they talked about, I think, after a week of, you know, working with the people and the dogs, they sent them, you know, to spend the night together at a local hotel just to see how, you know, the interaction was between them. And there was one instance where it wasn't good. The dog was paying more attention to the mom, or were there two instances where the matches didn't seem to really mesh.
Yeah, and one ended up even going home and still didn't. You know, they still tried and didn't give it mm-hmm. a shot, and that was a little bit sad, but hopefully that dog found a better person.
And it was nice that Canine Assistance, you know, even after they'd gone home after this, you know, 2-week workshop, you know, if there was a problem, they wanted to help, you know, bring the dog back. Let's, you know, try to work on finding another match.
Yes, yes. It's an amazing service, I think.
And wasn't there one instance where just within a very short period of time that one of the a girl had her a service dog, she had an episode. And the dog alerted the parents to it and, you know, really saved the girl's life.
Yes, that's exactly true. And it happened at night, I think. It had been like 2 o'clock in the morning, so who knows what had happened. And the dog woke them up. And you know, they talked about how you never really know how they're going to respond to the seizure-type situation. Mm-hmm. They knew from then on kind of what to look for, what the dog was going to do. It kind of was barking, and I think they probably all react maybe in a little bit different ways, but it's amazing to me how they can know that that's going to happen.
Yeah. And did you notice that it seemed like most of the dogs were they golden retrievers?
That's what they looked like. That's what they look like. And I don't think they did go into that a lot about maybe why that was the breed that they had so many of or why they chose that. But that's a good point. A lot of them did seem to be that breed.
Yeah. Do you have any other thoughts or comments about this documentary?
I think that was pretty much it. It was fascinating. I think if you love dogs, you'll really enjoy it. But even if you don't, you'll learn a lot from it and appreciate really appreciate how much these dogs can change these people's life, even just being a companion.
Yeah, that's true.
So what would you rate it?
Well, on a scale from 1 to 10, 10 being outstanding, I would give Through a Dog's Eyes a 9 because I felt it was very informative and very enjoyable.
I gave it a 9 too. I agree.
And it is something the whole family should watch together, although with the late airing time, parents may want to record it to watch the next day. So watch a record Through a Dog's Eyes at 10 p.m. Wednesday, April 21st on OETA Channel 13 in Oklahoma City. And come back to the Oklahoma's TV Preview podcast again next week because Melissa and I will have another great program to tell everybody about. Thank you so much for listening.